Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, student life, and today, athletics. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Mac Rhodes, Baylor University's Vice President and Director of Intercollegiate Athletics. He came to Baylor in July of 2016, presenting a departmental vision of preparing champions for life, based on four pillars: academic achievement, athletic success, social responsibility, and spiritual development. During his tenure, Baylor has paced the Big 12 in graduation success rate, seen numerous Baylor sports teams lead the conference in academic All-Big 12 team selections, and won seven Big 12 regular season and tournament titles. Rhodes has overseen a reforming of the athletics department with numerous new positions and staff members brought in to share and advance that vision of preparing champions for life with integrity. It's been quite a 2 years almost since you came on, Mac. You're with us today. It's good to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Derek. I appreciate being here, and it's been a lot of fun the 2 years.
Well, you think back to 2 years ago when you came here to Baylor. I want to start off by asking you now, 2 years in, with the benefit of hindsight and what you've learned here, if you could go back and tell the 2 years younger version of yourself before you took this job, what you would learn in the 2 years, something that has really stood out to you about Baylor, or something that's really shaped the way you approach things here at Baylor, what's something you might go back and tell the 2016 version of yourself coming here to Baylor?
Well, I mean, great question. And, you know, I think about the 2 years and just what stood out most. And, you know, it's the people. You know, I knew walking in, you know, that an institution based on Christian principles, values, but it's real. And just, you know, the various events, you know, being in an HEB shopping and somebody just coming up and say, hey, praying for you. Lifting you up in prayer, lifting up the athletics department in prayer. And I don't know, that's just, it feels really, really good just to have that type of support. And so maybe a different way of phrasing it, something I really didn't expect, that certainly feels really, really good.
Well, and I think that idea of preparing champions for life, it dovetails so well with the Baylor mission. And let's talk about that idea. How did preparing champions for life become, you know, more than just a phrase to you, but a mission and a mantra in athletics?
You know, I think at the very core of what we do, right, we're educators. We have this responsibility to educate young people. And so as you began to think about, you know, here at Baylor, 535-plus student-athletes and that responsibility, and it just can't be on the field. You know, that's the portion that, you know, the public sees, right? But there's so much more to their experience than just, you know, the competition mm-hmm. piece. And it's, you know, I don't know what that percentage is, but, you know, maybe it's 15%, maybe it's 20%. But what about the rest of it? What about, you know, academics? What about character formation, social responsibility, leadership, all of those? What about the spiritual growth piece? And just making sure that we're really intentional about growing people, about developing people. And so, you know, how can we best, you know, put that vision out there so that people can understand it? And so that's really how Preparing Champions came about, just making sure that we're really about developing the total person.
When you put that forward as a mission for an athletic department, people see that, I think, because we talk about the idea of athletics being the front porch to a university. It's certainly one of the most visible parts of a university. As an athletic director, what opportunities does that present, and what challenges does that present as well?
Well, I think it comes with, I really do, it comes with great responsibility, because I think, you know, we can be, right, the window to the university. Maybe, you know, we're the introduction for so many into what's Baylor really about, what are their academic programs, you know, all of those different things. And so with that, you know, we have to do that really, really well. We have to do that and take that responsibility really, really serious. And you know, our coaches have to be cognizant of that. Our administrators have to be cognizant of that. Our student athletes have to be cognizant of it. And because we can be this window to the university, it's a great opportunity for people to see that, you know what, we can excel on the field. We can be great, win championships like we have, like we're doing. But we also can be great off the field. And it's just not, the athletics piece. It's all of it. And I think that's a great quest. It's a great responsibility, and it brings a great challenge each and every day.
I think you may have just described in part your vision. When you think about the role an athletics department can have, not just at a school, but in the community and even in our broader world, you talk about, making an impact off the field. I know we had a number of Baylor student athletes who have been on missions trips in the last month all over the world, and certainly serve us a big part here in Waco and beyond. How does that all play into your broader vision of the role that a single student athlete or a group of student athletes can have in the world around them?
They really can. And so, we talk about, Baylor University and this world needs a Christian research, higher learning institution. And I think this world needs a Power Five, FBS Christian athletic department. And for us to be a light, I think we can be a light. And, I think we can have it all. We don't just have to be good in athletics and not be great in academics, not be great in the character formation piece, not be great in the spiritual growth piece. That we can do that, and we can be a beacon, for people to see, hey, this is the way college athletics can be done. This is the example. This should be the model.
Visiting with Baylor Director of Athletics Mac Rhodes here on Baylor Connections. Now, you talked about working with the coaches and the student athletes to ensure that they see that vision. What are some ways that you worked as the leader of the athletic department and with your staff and everyone who's part of the department to make sure that is more than words? How have you worked in the 2 years here with the people here to put a structure and a culture in place to make that happen?
Yeah, that's the hard part, right? I mean, we can talk about it and it sounds good, but then we have to go out and do it. And, I think, obviously you have to have the vision, right? And then you have to have a plan. And so we're in that process of putting together that plan. We've just, incorporated or developed, 15 strategic initiatives that are part of a strategic plan. And each one has a leader and each one has a team. And each one right now we're developing an action plan that we're going to carry out over the next 2 years. So, again, you have to have a plan. It has to be a well thought out plan. And then you have to go execute it. You have to hold people accountable to that execution at an elite level. We don't want to do anything at an average level, right? Everything we do, that's our challenge, is to carry out the plan at an elite level. And so that's how I think we do it. And like everything else, time will tell, right? And it's my hope that, with these first, 15 strategic initiatives, that, 2 years from now, we look back and we say, hey, wow, we really, okay? And the key emphasis is we. All of us, our coaches, our staff, our student athletes, that we really, really moved the needle. All right, now, how do we raise the bar again?
Are there parts of those strategic initiatives that might be visible to the Baylor family now, or things that may already see implemented?
Yeah, I think, there's certainly are. And, one of them, and you talked to Marcus Sedbury, one of them is that whole character formation piece. One of them is a spiritual growth piece. How do we take sport ministry to a different level? And we integrate it amongst all of our sport teams, et cetera. The facility piece, what's the next two years for us look like? What are the key projects that we have to emphasize? Student-athlete health and wellness, how do we make sure that we're at the very, very top when it comes to athletic performance, applied science, nutrition, sports medicine, physical therapy, mental health? So those are just a sample. I think another one that's intriguing is one that we call telling our story. And how do we tell our story again? We want to win championships. We want to win at the highest level, right? It provides a platform. But then when we have that platform, what is our message? How do we tell our story? How do we be a beacon of light?
What would you like people to know? There are plenty of people, obviously, who don't interact with student athletes on a regular basis and might only know them from TV or the radio or the newspaper. What would you like people who don't interact with student athletes on a regular basis to see what you've seen? What would you like them to know about the student athletes that we have here at Baylor who are participating in this vision you're talking about?
You know, I think number one, this is my eighth institution, and we've had great student athletes, you know, at all of the institutions. But this group of 535 plus, it's special. They really are, and from all different walks of life, and different parts of the country, and different parts of the world, and you know. They're young people that are hungry to grow, hungry to learn. There's a lot of pressure on them. You know, they have a lot of things, you know, tugging at them, a lot of demands, you know, do well on the field or on the court, you know, but yet, you know, find time to be great in the classroom. And then, hey, what about, you know, some of these other things, social responsibility and leadership skills and all of this. And then, you know, hey, we have to have, you know, Christ at the center of all of it. And so, you know, there's just so much on their plate. And then you have young people that just come from, you know, all different walks of life. They may be a first generation in terms of college student. And so they don't know. They've never been through this. Or maybe they grew up without parents. Or maybe they grew up in a one-parent home. And so, you know, they're young people. They're going to make mistakes, okay? And I think for us, it's about holding them accountable. It's about teaching them. It's about loving them and making sure that, hey, when they do make a mistake, we're there to say, okay, all right, we're going to hold you accountable. Now learn from it, and let's not make that mistake again.
You mentioned Marcus Sedbury. We had him on the program back in the month of March, and he does great work in the Student Athlete Success Program. And he talked a lot about that idea of helping student athletes develop themselves away from the field. There's going to be that day when the cheering ends, when the competition ends. Is that something, has there been more focus placed on that in recent years across college athletics?
Yeah, I think it has been more of a focus maybe the last 2 to 3 years. I think, you know, now the whole life skills and that the genesis of life skills and NCAA life skills, that probably goes back 15, 20 years ago where, hey, we realized that, you know, of all of our student athletes, 98% of them are not going to, you know, play afterward. And so what are they going to do, right? Mm-hmm. And yes, you know, it's absolute that they need to get their degree and have that. But then, you know, how do they go out in life and make an impact and be successful? And so I just know for us, you know, at Baylor, you know, since I've been here and hiring a Marcus Sedbury, we've put a lot of resources into that. We think as a Christian institution, we should be one of the leaders in the country in that space. Again, teaching our kids character formation and social responsibility and leadership skills and career development and how to get involved in a community and help people that are less fortunate than you. And, you know, the spiritual growth piece, you mentioned the mission trips. And so we have to be really, really intentional about it.
We are visiting today on Baylor Connections with Mac Rhodes, Baylor University's Vice President and Director of Intercollegiate Athletics. 2 years ago, it's been two summers since you joined Baylor University as Director of Athletics. What stood out to you about Baylor when you came here? What was it about this opportunity during a tough time for the university that you said, you know what, I want to go and be a part of that?
I just think at the core, again, the Christian foundation, the people, caring people, talented people, you know, people that wanted to do the right thing. And again, you know, when you think about, you know, the athletics program, right, and I won't speak into necessarily the university, but, you know, absolutely, when I came on board, we had issues. But there were also a lot of sport programs doing it great, you know, and the thing that really hurt me and saddened me was to come in and to see a bunch of our student athletes, you know, really all of them, and our coaches caught up in some things and being painted under this umbrella, under this brush of things that happened that were bad. And absolutely there were things that happened that were bad, but we also still had really great student athletes and great coaches. And so that was, you know, that whole healing process was something that we had to go through, something that, you know, all of us, and even though I hadn't been here, wanted to feel like I went through it as well with our staff.
How did you go about analyzing, you know, here's some areas where we're strong, here's some areas we can do better, here's some areas we really need to focus? What did that process look like?
You know, I went out to each of the kind of unit leaders and had them do a unit audit. And so before I ever landed here, I had a pretty idea of what was going on in each of the different areas and what was, you know, short-term pressing and maybe long-term pressing and how things were structured and what were key goals and objectives and initiatives. And so, you know, that was certainly, you know, one of the ways. And then, you know, when I landed on campus, you know, I immediately met with every head coach and had a series of questions. And then certainly, you know, the senior staff met with each and every one of them. And then, you know, finally, it took me a long time, and I still, to be honest, haven't completed all of it, but met with every staff member. And took them through a series of questions. And again, just trying to learn and understand. And, you know, it's amazing what you can learn if you just listen. And so did a lot of listening.
You mentioned those four pillars of preparing champions for life: academic achievement, athletic success, social responsibility, and spiritual development. Obviously, that idea of preparing champions for life is something that's been formulating throughout your many years of work in intercollegiate athletics. Did those four pillars, are those something you brought with you here to Baylor? Did they in part develop from those interactions? Where did those come from?
You know, I think every place has been different, right? And so we had that vision at Missouri. We had that vision at Houston, and maybe the pillars were a little bit different, right? And so, you know, I think from one institution to the next, right? You take core principles, but every institution's different, and so you tweak and you change a little bit to adapt and to really fit each institution. And for this, for Baylor, you know, really, you know, we had to have a pillar that was based on spiritual growth. That's part of who we are, and it's something I really, really believe in. It's something that I believed in at other institutions, just harder to do. And when, you know, you talk about one of the uniquenesses about Baylor, the fact that we can sit and pray before a meeting, or that, you know, we can do those types of things and involve, you know, our faith in our day-to-day work activity is something that's really, really special. But, you know, so those four pillars, you know, we tweaked them to really fit, you know, Baylor. I think every place that I've been, we've had something, you know, whether it's athletic success that certainly tied to that, and certainly, you know, a pillar that's tied to academic achievement, and then some type of social responsibility or character formation piece.
I want to shift gears a little bit and learn a little bit more about you and your leadership philosophy. You've had, as you mentioned, many years in intercollegiate athletics. I think you said eight institutions. Now, what has shaped your leadership philosophy, the way you approach leading an athletic department? And let's just say if one of our college athletes here at Baylor came to you and said, I'd like to do something like you do someday, what's a piece of information you'd like to share with them, something you've learned about leading a large organization?
It's a great question. I think there's a lot to that, and you know, the things that come to mind are one, hire great people. Hire people that you can trust. Surround yourself with people that are talented, that are smarter than you, and then let them go to work. Let them do their job. Leadership takes time, and so, you know, we all have, right, our to-do list. And we have to get this done, and we have to get this done, and we have to get that done. And at the end of the day, you know, on that to-do list, do we ever put lead and take time to lead and take time to have conversations with the people that report to you? Take time to have conversations and shape and mold people that maybe don't report to you. But you have to be intentional about it. And I think that's the one thing that I've learned. You know, yeah, you can lead by example, absolutely, and that's certainly – you know, one way, and it has to, you know, you have to lead by example, but you also have to have conversation, and you have to, you know, hold people accountable, and, you know, you have to have difficult conversations, and, You know, it's better to have a series of four or five smaller, difficult conversations than let all of that lead up. And now, you know, 6 months from now, you have to have one huge, difficult conversation. So, again, you have to be always on top of it. You know, there's a book that we introduced to the athletic department. It's one that, you know, we read as a department at the University of Houston, Missouri, and now it's called The Way of the Shepherd. And it's, you know, I don't have time to do a lot of reading, and certainly I haven't read, you know, a bunch of leadership books. But I'd encourage, you know, anybody that's in a leadership role to go out and read The Way of the Shepherd. It's a really simplistic, time-tested book, and I think that, you know, again, those that we've had a chance to visit with and talk to about it, you know, in our athletic department have really, really, really valued it. And I think the other thing is be humble. I mean, as a leader, the key to leadership is service. And if you're going to be a good leader, a great leader, it's about serving people. And to remember that be vulnerable, be transparent, you know, be genuine. Those are all things that I think make a great leader.
We are visiting with Mac Rhodes, Baylor's Director of Athletics. And, Mac, we are just about running out of time here. These 23 minutes always go quickly. So I want to leave with a final question for you. When you look ahead now to Baylor Athletics, what opportunities are you most excited about, or what are the challenges 2 years in that still most invigorate you when you come into work?
Well, I think I'm most excited about just the trajectory and where we're headed, and in a great, again, I think we can and we will be great in all four pillars. And I talk about in this space of Power Five, you know, college athletics, FBS, we can be one of the best. We can be one of the top five. We can win national championships and yet not compromise ever those other three pillars. Do those as well as anybody in the country. And so I think that quest, that challenge is what really, really excites me. You know, certainly there's byproducts of that. What we end up doing with facilities is something that, you know, I think is going to be really, really intriguing for us and will help move the needle. But I think more than anything is just, you know, how do we take those four pillars and how do we become transformational and turning those and into where we're, like I said, one of the best in the country.
We'll look forward to seeing more of that in the weeks and months ahead, and perhaps talking to you again as we get further along when we talk about the campaign and Illuminate plan and what that might mean for Baylor Athletics on down the line. So I know you're very busy, and thank you very much for your time today. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you. That is Mac Rhodes, Baylor University's Vice President, Director of Intercollegiate Athletics, our guest today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.